Welcome to MMBT, a podcast about music, movies, books, and TV shows. I'm your commentator, Emilio.
So, this week's episode is going to be about Assassin's Creed. I did the poll thing on my Twitter feed, and some of you answered, and that was the most popular one. So, that is my topic. So I guess, where should probably start with this is, probably starting with the video games, because that's what probably the majority of people know. And my view on them and what I like about them and that kind of stuff, and then kind of move into the movie that they made and my thoughts on that. So the video game series, you know, you have the original trilogy, and you have, the standalones, and then you have some of the, like, newer ones that are going on. So, I guess I'll start with the original trilogy, my thoughts on that, which is, I didn't actually play the first one first. I actually, a lot of people say that was good on my part, that I didn't do it in that order. But I actually played Assassin's Creed 2 before I played Assassin's Creed. The one thing I liked about Assassin's Creed 2 that made it a better game, in my opinion, than the original Assassin's Creed, was the more fluidity of the story, that I think he didn't really have in the first game, because the first game was trying to set up, everything and how it worked, and how all this was going to be happening. And so I just thought it made for a better play. In terms of Assassin's Creed 3, I didn't finish. at least I didn't finish Assassin's Creed 3 all the way through, for the PS4, PS3 console. I did finish Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation, which was on the PS Vita. And that was actually a really cool side story, which I wish had played more into, and maybe if I got him further along in the third video game, I would have felt that way. So there was that. I didn't play Black Flag. I probably should. I've heard it's really great. And I really do like how they tied up the storyline to that original trilogy. Assassin's Creed 4, I kind of played, not really. And I now kind of have lost track, and I need to get back into playing the newest ones. And the latest one that's coming out looks like it's going to be one I will enjoy, so I will probably be buying that and playing it. And all that kind of stuff. But in terms of the storyline itself, I did find it fascinating that, especially in the original trilogy, that you kind of took this approach of, how do I want to put this, almost making it a, not reincarnation, but reincarnation story, which, as somebody who kind of believes in reincarnation, it was kind of cool to see that in a popular video game series, that you're talking about it, but in a way that's more futuristic and scientific and all that kind of stuff. And it was one of the things that drew me into playing the game, I think, is the fact that you were going over this whole, like, oh, in this past life you were this, or, you know, we have a way of you going into your ancestors, and The history person in me, who studied history in college, really thought that that was a fascinating way to do a video game, which really drove that home for me. Which is why I think when they made the movie, and I'm going to transition kind of into the movie now, it made me not like the movie as much. Because they kind of lost some of that. And Assassin's Creed isn't the first video game that they tried to make into a movie and you lose a whole bunch of what made the video game great in doing a movie. Mortal Kombat was the same way. As much as I hate to admit it, and say that I had watched that particular movie, Mario Brothers was the same way too when they made that into a movie. So, I mean, this is a continuing kind of trend, that happens a lot with movie after movie after movie, that you take and you make a video game into a movie. I mean, there are certain aspects of a movie that you have to have, and they don't translate well in, they don't translate well when you're trying to make a movie, to have certain aspects of video games that video games have to have. Video games, especially modern video games, you know, they're interdynamic, but they're also a story that's happening, and you have to have both happening at the same time where you can interplay and have tell this story. I kind of equate it to a choose-your-own-adventure book. If anybody read those growing up, I kind of feel like modern-day video games are the new choose-your-own-adventure books of the 21st century. And, you know, there are certain aspects that you need to have in that that don't hold well when you put them to the screen. And there are very few and far between examples that do that. You know, a good example of a movie that was able to do, like, kind of the choose-your-own-adventure type of style of movie and it be okay, is Clue, if anybody remembers that, and that was based on the board game Clue, and they made it into a movie, and it was more of a comedy. They did a good job of, like, going, okay, well, we know when you're playing that game, it can be multiple different outcomes, so when we made the movie, we're going to give you multiple different endings of how things could have happened, and that, I think, is what, if you're going to make something like Assassin's Creed into a movie, you have the main storyline, yes, but some of that changes each time, based on the player and who's playing the game and what actions you choose in order to get to what's going to be the ending result of the game. You know, there are certain things that have to be done in a certain order, and that's that. But there are certain things that you get to do it in whatever order you want. And when you try to translate that into a screen, everybody has their own version of how they played that game in that particular area. And so I think that's what was lost. In terms of Assassin's Creed as a video game, though, it's one of my favorite series, and I really do love playing it. I don't think I felt this way about a video game since, like, Tomb Raider. I know they're trying to revitalize that series. And again, that's another video game that, you know, you try to make into a movie. And while the movies are great, they do lose something when you go to the screen. Some of what makes Tomb Raider is lost when it's in a movie format. And so I guess what I'm saying is video games shouldn't be made into movies. Hollywood, listen, video games, movies, they're separate. Basically, modern day video games are movies that you're watching and then you play. So we don't need them as actual film on the screen. Come up with your own ideas. Or use them for the basis of creating great female characters, which we need more of on the big screen. And that kind of stuff. But the one thing I did like about Assassin's Creed is it was one of the first video games that I played that while in the main story the characters are male dominated, the female characters did have a large presence and help drive the story, which I hadn't really, again, since Tomb Raider. And even Tomb Raider didn't really do that. Like, yeah, your main character was female, but the rest wasn't really driven by other female characters. It was driven by male characters. It makes me like playing the game more. I want to see that more in video games. So, yeah, this was a weird topic for me to talk on because I'm not used to talking on video games, and I tend to try not to stick to one particular series at a time. I try to do broad topics. But if you have your own opinions and comments on Assassin's Creed or even any of the other games that I put in here, comment, tweet me, let me know. Would love to hear your opinion on Assassin's Creed, Tomb Raider, classic Mario Brothers video games, which probably should have never been made into movies because it made no sense. Oh, and yeah, there was a cartoon too. Don't ask me why. But in any case, that's neither here nor there. This is about Assassin's Creed. I would love to hear your opinions, why you played. For me, it was the game that got me back into playing video games, so no matter what, I can never say a bad thing about Assassin's Creed as hard as I try. And yeah, so that is it. I'm going to end my podcast, like I end all my podcasts, by saying peace, love, and joy to all of you out there in listening land.